The poem "Let the World's People Shout" is all about learning a new language, and I think people are at their best when they learn new languages because they have to behave like a child again because of tenses and trying to remember things to do with words. Have you noticed how time-free a person is when approaching a new language? Yes, you stumble over consonants, postpone vowels, encumbered with all the armour of your longing for the conquest of expression. And yes, your tongue is like a baby bumping along on its bottom. Well then, let each of the world's peoples learn the excommunicated language of its neighbour. Yes, creep and crouch in corners, lose sleep in messing it up, since this is how tenses will be deleted. The past will not come fluently on the tongue. The language of today will stay. It will sue for peace. Pull down all the barbed wire verbs. The imperfect will never be so perfect as when it ceases to exist. And cleft, split, and rupture will be made whole in the open mouth. Each new learner will have the memory of correcting constructions, picking up one's bed, rectifying speech. There will be no time for spreading hatred, since the tribes will be overcome by the riches of all the founding stones. And through the babies in Babel, a yoke will be raised, a united languages heal in freeing oneself, freeing in sowing the seeds.